Okay, the question every parent has to ask is, what are we going to name the baby? I don't know how long it took the Bundys to come up with Lydia Grace. I don't know if there was one particular parent more dominant than the other. I think there was, wasn't there, Naomi? We had terrible trouble with our two. I was clever because when we had a scan, we weren't told the sex of our first child, so we didn't know boy or girl. And the midwife kind of winked at me and said, I'm sure it's a boy. Strong heartbeat, position of the baby in the womb. I think it's a boy, but we don't know. And then other people kept coming and they kept saying similar things. So when we couldn't decide what to call number one child, I said to Penny, confident it was a boy, I tell you what, if it's a girl, why don't you name the baby? And if it's a boy, I'll name him. And that way, problem solved. You imagine my delight when the little girl popped out. What? That's not how... Now, of course, I love my little girl who's now a big girl. That was 17 years ago. But I got my revenge because second time round, I said, look, you name the first one. It's my turn. What do we name the baby? According to the Telegraph newspaper, the most popular names last year for boys, number one, Oliver. Number two, Harry. Number three, George. So in 3 or 4 years' time, our kids' club will be swamped with Olivers, Harrys and George. And for girls, the number one name for girls last year was Olivia, followed by Amelia and Emily. So again, there'll be quite a few of those around over the next few years. Now, while some names are popular, some names aren't, some names are actually illegal. And these are 10 illegal names that in certain countries you are not allowed to name your baby. Now, I'm not making them up, but here's the first one. In Hawaii, someone tried to name his daughter Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. I kid you not. Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. Actually, it was a New Zealand couple, and this 11-syllable name, they were refused. In fact, when the child was aged 9, a judge passed a law making them change the name to something more sensible. So for 9 years, that poor kid was called Tula Dusahula from Hawaii. Here's another name that was banned. Superman. In Sweden, the rules are pretty strict. So strict that the law requires all first names be approved ahead of the birth. It states, first names cannot be approved if they cause offence, or can be supposed to cause discomfort for the one using it, or names which for some obvious reason are not suitable as a first name. So in Sweden, if you want to call your kid Superman, sorry, it's not allowed, quite rightly so. Here's another illegal name. Osama bin Laden. You might not be surprised to know, but a Turkish couple living in Germany wanted to name their baby after one of the worst terrorists in history. The German officials refused, quoting, a name must clearly identify the child's gender and must not ridicule the child or be offensive. So in Germany, you got no chance, and quite rightly so. Here's another illegal name, the Mona Lisa. No, I think it's a good name, and it's a cracking painting, the Mona Lisa. But Portugal is yet another country that has strict naming laws. And it outlawed Leonardo da Vinci's, well, most famous work of art. It has an 80-page list of approved and rejected names. And there are over 2,000 names on the rejected list, including the Mona Lisa. So if you're thinking... don't go there, all right? Not if you live in Portugal. Another illegal name, Christmas Day. I baptised a lady once. She was 90 years old over in Gosport at a church. By immersion, a bit like when we baptised Julia. And her name was Mrs. Christmas. Now, I've heard it as a surname, but I've never heard it as a Christian name. But apparently, someone tried it. And it's not allowed. In Mexico, you cannot call your children Christmas Day. Holidays might be your favourite time of the year, and you may be able to put a Christmas tree up in June or July in Mexico, but you're not allowed to call your child Christmas Day. Here's another illegal name. In France, there was a ban on this name. I think you pronounce it Fonch, but no one actually knows, because that character, the N with a little dash above it, is a specific character called a tilde. And apparently it is unrecognised in the French language And therefore you cannot call your child any name that contains that middle name, that middle letter N. And so the name Fonch, if that's how you say it, was rejected because they wanted a character not in their language. Another rejected name, Queen. Now, of course, we've come across people called Queenie in the UK, but not in Australia. Australians seem to have beef with any name pertaining to a leadership position. You can't name your kid Prince, King, Judge, or even Duke, and certainly not King. Official titles are reserved for individuals who actually have them. Couple more. Not quite sure how we pronounce this Italian sounding name. Vendredi. It actually means Friday. If you're a fan of Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe, he called the native he adopted became friends with Friday. But in Italy, the courts ruled that Friday cannot be a name fit for a child. It is banned. It is banned. I don't know if you could have Wednesday or Thursday, but you certainly can't have Friday. Chow Tau. Chow Tau. In Malaysia, Chow Tau is banned. Translated, it means smelly head. Smelly head. Now, why a parent would want to call their child smelly head, I have no idea. But it is a name that was banned. Such any names to do with animals, insects, fruits, vegetables, or colour names are prohibited in Malaysia. And the last one, this is a terrible name to have. Harriet. Fancy being called Harriet. Now, we had a Harriet on the stage a few minutes ago, but not in Finland.
Really?
Oh, no, sorry, you can in Finland, but not in Iceland. In Iceland, it is so serious about its naming laws that in 1991, it created a naming committee. If parents want to name their children something that is not included in the National Register of Persons, they must apply for approval and pay a fee. The name Harriet seems common enough, but since it cannot be found in Icelandic, it is therefore not approved. It is an illegal name. Hey, every parent has to come up with, what shall we name the baby? As we focus on Christmas, no such problem. This was the message that Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, the wise men, all received in one form or another. Today, in the town of David, I like that, today, a fact in history. Some of the things that have been added, like three wise men, we know there were wise men, but we know there weren't three. That's just speculation. Some of the things that have been added, they're myth, they're tradition. But fact, something happened in history 2,000 years ago. Fact, in the town of David, Bethlehem, a place in history. I love the Bible because it's full of real people in real places. Fact today, fact in the town of David. Fact, say Christians, a saviour, a rescuer has been born to you. Who is this baby? What do we call him? Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. And there are three names there. And I want us, just in our 5 or 10 minutes left, to look at those three names together. What do we call the baby? There's the first one. Give him the name Saviour. Saviour. Rescuer. Now, most parents choose the name of their baby. We chose our two, Catherine and Arlo, because we like them. But with the girls in our family, there's a tradition from Pennyside that somewhere in their name, you always have to have the name Anna. So Kathy is Catherine Anna. Penny is Penny Anna. Penny's mum is Anna, whatever. And it just goes down the list like that. So sometimes family names are passed on. Sometimes parents choose them because they like the sound of them. Sometimes names are chosen for specific meanings. I chose Arlo. It means, may you grow up to be as good looking as your dad. No, it doesn't. It means strong and fortified city. Or so we make out. This baby, give him the name Jesus. Why? For he will save his people from their sins. See, in the Bible, names are given for a reason. The longest name in the Bible, Maha Shalal Hashbaz, Mahal Shalhal Hashbaz. He's the second son of the prophet Isaiah. I've mentioned this before. When I go into Starbucks, I hate Starbucks. Give me Nero's anytime, or even Costa's, but Starbucks I don't like. You could be the only one in the shop, and what do they do when you order your coffee? They say, "What's your name?" I'm the only one here. So if I'm on my own, I say, "Maha Shalal Hashbaz." And you either get this look of blank on their faces, or they even attempt to spell it. Some of them have got quite, "What, really?" I say, "No." And it gives me a chance just to have a little chat with them. If I've got my kids with me, though, I embarrass my kids. So that when they say, "What's your name?" I say, "Mr. Very Nice Man." Because not only do they have to write it on, but sooner or later someone has to call out, "Mr. Very Nice Man, thank you." Always stand away so that they have to call you. So if you want a bit of funny Starbucks, that's just a couple of suggestions. But Mahershal Al Hashbaz is a descriptive name. It means quick to the spoil, swift to the plunder. He was kind of an Israeli Del Boy, an Arthur Daly character, you know, always on the make. There's a very sad name in the Bible called Ichabod. Ichabod, it meant you had God's presence, but now it's gone. The glory of the Lord has departed. So names were descriptive, or they were family names. When Joseph said, "We're going to have a baby," after the scandal had kind of settled down, everyone assumed he'd be named after one of the members of their families. And they said, "No, not this baby." They were told individually by God, "My son, I'll name him. My son, I'll name him. Give him the name Jesus, for he will save, he will rescue his people from their sins." Now here's a feel-good story this Christmas. This is a true story. Came from the Independent, so it must be true. This is what it says. "It's been a very busy day for the Metropolitan Police in Lewisham, as officers were forced to go to the streets to carry out their duties and help local residents. The officers, who have only been identified by their numbers, 563PL and 191PL, stopped traffic on Bromley Road in Catford, South London, to ensure that a group of ducks could cross the road safely. Sergeant Biddle told the Independent that helping ducks cross roads, it's not something that officers from Lewisham normally deal with, but this was done to stop a possible accident." Ain't that a feel-good story? Unless you're in the car saying, "Come on, get those ducks out of the way." Or "Let me run out." No, we'll have turkey, we won't have duck. Hey, those ducks, you know, forget why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the ducks cross the road? Hey, to get to the other side. To get to the other side. And I thought of that as a not just a feel-good story, but a nice illustration of why Jesus is called Saviour. To help us to get from where we are to where God is. You know, all the religions say it is by self-effort we go from where we are to where God is. Christianity is different. It says God came from where he was down to us in the person of Jesus. God with us. What we were unable to do through our religions, through our good works, through our self-efforts, God has done for us. And he's crossed that busy road that speaks of danger. That gap that separates us. We had Ivor Cooper with us at Easter time. Ivor is a colleague and a friend of mine. And Ivor used an illustration that I've stolen and been using it several times over the last few months. And I thought I'd use it tonight because it just explains the name Saviour. Saviour. But I need a volunteer. And Rihanna, can I use you? Thank you, Rihanna. Come and stand next to me. Good. Brilliant. Put those on, Rihanna. Just imagine that these aren't actual gloves, they're Rihanna's hands, okay? Good, give us a... Good. Now here's what the Bible says. Who can ascend the hill of the Lord? In other words, who can enter God's presence? And then it answers the question. Those who have... Both hands up. Those who have clean hands and a pure heart. Now most of us have got a problem because our hands aren't clean. Our minds aren't clean, and our hearts aren't clean. Who can ascend, who can enter God's presence? Not me. Not you. Not you. The Bible says our sins have separated us from our God. That's why God sent Jesus. Does he let the world go away from him forever? Or does he come up with a plan to bring men and women back into his presence? And that was God's plan. The Bible says God sent Jesus. Let me represent him. No typecasting, of course. The Bible says Jesus had clean hands. He was born of the Virgin Mary. Now, Mary didn't have sex with God. Of course not. Some Muslims misinterpret the Bible and think that. How can God? No, it was a miracle. Somehow, in the womb of Mary, that egg was fertilized. She conceived of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was born different to you and me. The Bible says he had no sin. Clean hands, clean heart, clean mind. Those who lived with him for 3 years. Peter, in his letter, said no one ever heard a lie come from his lips. John, who'd seen him when he was tired and hungry, when things were difficult. We would say he'd seen all sides of Jesus, wrote, in him is no sin. And Pontius Pilate at his trial said, come on, who can convict this man? And three times he said, this man is innocent. I find no fault in him. He had clean hands. He had a clean heart. He had a pure mind. So much so that the Bible says God even said, that's my boy, in him I'm well pleased. And Jesus could say, I always do that which pleases the Father. Different. One of us, born as a baby, human in every way, but unique. Clean hands, clean heart, clean mind. And yet the Bible says one day, one Friday afternoon, 2,000 years ago, at 3 o'clock, something happened. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. In other words, a transaction took place. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. He was punished as if he had filthy hands, filthy heart, and filthy mind, so that we could be righteous, clean before God. You see the transaction? He takes our sin and he gives us his righteousness. It's like we're in debt and he's in credit. He takes our debts and he gives us his credit. So that you and I needn't be cut off from God. Needn't be on the wrong side of the road. We can cross over. Why? Not because there's a policeman saying this way, but because of Jesus. And when by faith we say, oh God, thank you for allowing Jesus to bear my sin, we can experience forgiveness. Thank you, Leanne. So, what do we name the baby? Name him Saviour. Saviour. What do we name the baby? Name him Christ. Most people think Christ is a surname, but it's not. It's a title. And it's a descriptive title. We're used to that. We went shopping in Winchester, I think it was this week. Oh, it was good. It was good. My wife's not here. I've learnt the art. You let her go into a shop, and then when she's looking at something, you just walk out slowly backwards, go and have a coffee, and then a few minutes later, after your coffee, you just say, where are you? We seem to have lost each other. Oh, there you are. And then you go into the shop, and then a few minutes later, you just slip out the back again and go down. So you do a tour of coffee shops, and it's not so bad. What men used to do before coffee shops, I do not know. But it solves the situation now. But we went to Winchester. In Winchester is a great big statue. Alfred the Great. He is the only king of England called the Great. No other one ever bore that title. And it is a description of how he ruled. Alfred the Great. We have others, don't we? William the Conqueror. The New Forest was William the Conqueror's hunting ground when he first came over to England. We have that ruthless one, Queen Mary, known as Bloody Mary, because of the amount of blood she shed. People are known, their title is descriptive of their deeds. And this is a title. He's the Christ. That's the Greek form of the word. The Hebrew is Messiah. It's the same word. It's like Alleluia with an A and Hallelujah with a H. One is a Greek pronunciation, one is a Hebrew. Christ is Greek. Messiah is Hebrew. What does it mean? It means a chosen one, marked out one, anointed one. in the Old Testament. If you were a prophet, a priest or a king, there was a special ceremony to mark you out from the riffraff, from everyone else. And they would take oil and they would pour it on your head. And you were anointed. You were, it's the same word we get the word Messiah from. You were chosen, marked out from all the others as being the man of God. And that title for Jesus means he is the chosen one. He's the only one who dealt with the problem of sin there on the cross. And the Bible says, therefore, he's the only way men and women get to know God. Someone had a moan at me recently. They said, that verse on there, it's not right, you know. I said, well, what's wrong with it? And they said, well, it's only half. And that's true. It's complete in itself, but it's only half. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And I know what the person was saying, because if you read on, this is what Jesus said. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, no one really has a problem with that first part of the verse, but everyone has a big problem with the second part of the verse. Well, I say everyone. See, I can go into schools, I can go into institutes, prisons, hospitals, and do a sermon and speak to school kids and talk about that, no problem at all. But if I start using the second part, that there's only one way to God, not all religions lead there, I've got a problem. They won't let me back. But they're not my words, they're the words of Jesus. The man who was so loving in every way claimed exclusivity. That's the word. He claimed to be the only way that men and women could get right in God. And the reason he claimed that is he was the only one who ever dealt with sin. He didn't give advice about dealing with sin. He dealt with the problem. And that's why he's called the Christ. And then lastly, he's the Lord. He's the Lord. I don't know if you saw this little clip on Facebook. I thought it was brilliant. Let me just show it to you. Oops, he's not there. Oh, never mind. It would have been good, trust me. But you had to be there. You had to be there. I thought I'd put it in. Lord. What does the name Lord mean? It just means number one. Number one. The boss. The boss. Shortly after joining the Navy, a new recruit asked for a pass so that he could go and attend a wedding. And his sergeant came back and said, you've got a 24-hour pass granted. He said, no, I need a 40-hour pass. He said, you've got a 24-hour pass. He said, no, you don't understand. I'm in the wedding party. And the reply that came back was, no, you don't understand. You're in the Navy. Look, when you sign that dotted line, you put yourself under a different authority. You no longer call the tune. When we say jump, you say how high. You're now under the authority of the Navy. And when a person becomes a Christian, they're now under the authority of Jesus. And if he gives the order, it is our response to obey. And the video clip I was going to show you actually was just a little kid who was struggling to write on a board, a little Chinese boy, and the sum was 2 + 3 = And he's standing at the blackboard with the chalk and he hasn't got a clue what the answer is. So he turns round and one of his friends is going. So the little boy next to 2 + 3 draws a hand. Now, it's a brilliant little clip and it's brilliant child's logic. What's the answer? It's the hand. Now, he had the right idea, but he'd missed the point entirely. And some people, when it comes to Jesus as Lord, miss the point entirely. They have the name, but they don't know the reality of it. One of the criticisms of Jesus was, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do the things I say? And then he went on to tell the story of the wise and the foolish builders. The wise man hears my words, puts them into practice. The foolish man hears my words and just ignores them. Let's be wise men. Wise men followed Jesus 2,000 years ago. Wise men and women still do. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the names of that baby. Saviour. Jesus. Rescuer. Messiah. Lord. Lord, help us to ponder these truths, we pray. And help us to respond accordingly. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.